Your Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, it's a pleasure for me to stand here in front of you and to have the opportunity to introduce you and give you an idea what Icarus actually is. Perhaps you have some ideas about Icarus, perhaps you don't know anything about Icarus. Hope that in the next 10 minutes I will bring more clearness into this situation. The beginning, the very origin, the cradle of Icarus was quite simple, not to say humble. At the beginning, it was a digitization project in one province of Austria, in Lower Austria, where we started to digitize medieval charters in the monasteries of Lower Austria, about 20,000 charters, and put them into the internet with the aim, as you see, that in future times the researchers, the historians can deal with the charters with the help of the World Wide Web, not leaving the desk, only on the desktop, using all these charters and link all these charters and all these institutions where they are located. This was the beginning of one big database that was later called Monasterium, and this was the starting point. Within www.monasterium.net today you can find more than 220,000 charters from 10 countries, and it's going to be enlarged in the next months. So this was only the beginning, because after some years we had a big group of institutions sharing the experiences, the common knowledges, resources and competences. And we thought about how to institutionalize this very important treasure, which we collected in about 8 years. The idea was to build a common roof under which this achieved competences, experiences, resources, and so on would be represented. We called it Icarus, the International Center of Archival Research, which is a platform for all archives or all institutions dealing with archival matters can apply and get their advantages out of it. So we made the experience that cooperation is much better than competition and, of course, loneliness. Together we are stronger than alone. This was always a fact, but human beings tend to forget this. And we try to reanimate this way of thinking. Let's make this perhaps more clear an abstract example. Let's say there is an archive A having one special project idea. There's another archive B with an idea Y. And research institute, university institute, or from the Academy of Sciences, wherever, with another idea Z. And the fourth, Archive C, on the other part of Europe, got the same idea like Archive B. But of course they do not know anything of each other, because they're islands. So, let's say all these four institutions are members, partners of Icarus, so they get in contact with each other. and get in exchange with each other. So on the way to realize a bigger project, Icarus is going to take off a lot of burden from the shoulders of the project partners. So the one single institution need not to search for partners. The biggest obstacle very often for big European projects is to search partners. They need months to gather them. It's not necessary to search for partners, they are here already. We are going to write and design the application, the project, coordinate the cooperation and the communication, do all the administrative paperwork, and provide the services of different platforms. That means for the project partners, our four archives and institutions, they can focus their efforts on the content, on the real project work, and have a minimum, only the really necessary minimum paperwork, because they got rid of this business. So at the end, a summary project where all the different ideas, all four or three different ideas, could be realized. So another very important aspect of Icarus is to act in a complementary way. There are a lot of international organizations in the field of archives. We have the ICA, the International Council of Archives. There are different strategies of the different national and state archives. We have the tendency of being big European portals, Europeana, APNet. We have different standards, and all this had to be linked by complementary actions. And Icarus is going to, or at present is right now, doing this job, linking all these different struggles and to coordinate this, to make the work of these surrounding institutions more effective. So at present we are running a very big European project, ENARC, European Network on Archival Cooperation, a 4.5 years long duration. In the morning we've introduced this. So with the main goals to create, of course, digital content, to make dissemination in different sub-programs and sub-courses, and of course building the network structures and to network, to communicate, to cooperate in a organized way. So one example, I come back to the beginning. Let's show you how a quite complex project like Monasterium is built up. What are the ingredients of such a big project? We have the technical development is run by University of Cologne. The content providers, of course, are the archives. Icarus is doing the management. The financiation is fixed by single projects focused on special digitization project and metadata creating project. The standards developed by the CI Consortium, the Charters in Coding Initiative, and of course, the enrichment of metadata and corrections guaranteed by a user-friendly Web 2.0 application, EditMOM, done by the user community and by universities during courses in historical helping sciences and so on. So there's a lot of ingredients how a bigger project like this can work, and I'm sure this Monasterium project is a good example, but not the single and only one that will be act in this way. And I'm looking forward to all of us are looking forward to create new project in this context. And if there are any questions of you, please don't hesitate to ask. We're willing to fulfill these wishes. Thank you very much.